we bring you the Living Book broadcast, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Job chapter 35, verse 1. Elihu continued, "Do you think it is right for you to claim I haven't sinned, but I am no better off before God than if I had? I will answer you, and all your friends too. Look up there into the sky, high above you. If you sin, does that shake the heavens and knock God from his throne? Even if you sin again and again, what effect will it have upon him? Or, if you are good, is this some great gift to him? Your sins may hurt another man, or your good deeds may profit him. The oppressed may shriek beneath their wrongs and groan beneath the power of the rich, yet none of them cry to God asking, 'Where is God my Maker who gives songs in the night and makes us a little wiser than the animals and birds?' But when anyone does cry out this question to him, he never replies by instant punishment of the tyrants. But it is false to say he doesn't hear those cries. And it is even more false to say that he doesn't see what is going on. He does bring about justice at last, if you will only wait. But do you cry out against him because he does not instantly respond in anger? Job, you have spoken like a fool." Elihu continued, "Let me go on and I will show you the truth of what I am saying, for I have not finished defending God. I will give you many illustrations of the righteousness of my Maker. I am telling you the honest truth, for I am a man of well-rounded knowledge. God is almighty, and yet does not despise anyone, and he is perfect in his understanding. He does not reward the wicked with his blessings, but gives them their full share of punishment. He does not ignore the good men, but honors them by placing them upon eternal kingly thrones. If troubles come upon them, and they are enslaved and afflicted, then he takes the trouble to point out to them the reason, what they have done that is wrong, or how they have behaved proudly. He helps them hear his instruction to turn away from their sin. If they listen and obey him, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. If they won't listen to him, they shall perish in battle and die because of their lack of good sense. But the godless reap his anger. They do not even return to him when he punishes them. They die young after lives of dissipation and depravity. He delivers by distress. This makes them listen to him. How he wanted to lure you away from danger into a wide and pleasant valley and prosper you there. But you are too preoccupied with your imagined grievances against others. Watch out. Don't let your anger at others lead you into scoffing at God. Don't let your suffering embitter you at the only one who can deliver you. Do you really think that if you shout loudly enough against God, he will be ashamed and repent? Will this put an end to your chastisement? Do not desire the night time with its opportunities for crime. Turn back from evil, for it was to prevent you from getting into a life of evil that God sent this suffering. Look, God is all-powerful. Who is a teacher like him? Who can say that what he does is absurd or evil? Instead, glorify him for his mighty works for which he is so famous. Everyone has seen these things from a distance. God is so great that we cannot begin to know him. No one can begin to understand eternity. He draws up the water vapor and then distills it into rain, which the skies pour down. Can anyone really understand the spreading of the clouds and the thunders within? See how he spreads the lightning around him and blankets the tops of the mountains. By his fantastic powers in nature, he punishes or blesses the people, giving them food in abundance. He fills his hands with lightning bolts. He hurls each at its target. We feel his presence in the thunder. May all sinners be warned. Elihu continued, "My heart trembles at this. Listen, listen to the thunder of his voice. It rolls across the heavens, and his lightning flashes out in every direction. Afterwards comes the roaring of the thunder, the tremendous voice of his majesty. His voice is glorious in the thunder. We cannot comprehend the greatness of his power. For he directs the snow, the showers, and storm to fall upon the earth. Man's work stops at such a time, so that all men everywhere may recognize his power. The wild animals hide in the rocks or in their dens. From the south comes the rain, from the north the cold. God blows upon the rivers, and even the wildest torrents freeze. He loads the clouds with moisture, and they send forth his lightning. The lightning bolts are directed by his hand and do whatever he commands throughout the earth. He sends the storms as punishment, or in his loving kindness to encourage. Listen, O Job, stop and consider the wonderful miracles of God. Do you know how God controls all nature and causes the lightning to flash forth from the clouds? Do you understand the balancing of the clouds with wonderful perfection and skill? Do you know why you become warm when the south wind is blowing and everything is still? Can you spread out the gigantic mirror of the skies as he does? You, who think you know so much, teach the rest of us how we should approach God. For we are too dull to know. With your wisdom, would we then dare to approach him? Well, does a man wish to be swallowed alive? For as we cannot look at the sun for its brightness when the winds have cleared away the clouds, neither can we gaze at the terrible majesty of God breaking forth upon us from heaven, clothed in dazzling splendor. We cannot imagine the power of the Almighty. And yet he is so just and merciful that he does not destroy us. No wonder men everywhere fear him, for he is not impressed by the world's wisest men. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. Why are you using your ignorance to deny my providence? Now get ready to fight, for I'm going to demand some answers from you, and you must reply. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you know so much. Do you know how its dimensions were determined, and who did the surveying? What supports its foundations, and who laid its cornerstone, as the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who decreed the boundaries of the seas when they gushed from the depths? Who clothed them with clouds and thick darkness, and barred them by limiting their shores, and said, "Thus far, and no farther shall you come, and here shall your proud waves stop"? Have you ever once commanded the morning to appear, and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you ever told the daylight to spread to the ends of the earth, to end the night's wickedness? Have you ever robed the dawn in red, and disturbed the haunts of wicked men, and stopped the arms raised to strike? Have you explored the springs from which the seas come, or walked in the sources of their depths? Has the location of the gates of death been revealed to you? Do you realize the extent of the earth? Tell me about it if you know. Where does the light come from? And how do you get there? Or tell me about the darkness. Where does it come from? Can you find its boundaries or go to its source? But of course you know all of this. For you were born before it was all created, and you are so very experienced. Have you visited the treasuries of the snow, or seen where hail is made and stored? For I have reserved it for the time when I will need it in war. Where is the path to the distribution point of light? Where is the home of the east wind? Who dug the valleys for the torrents of rain? Who laid out the paths for the lightning, causing the rain to fall upon the barren deserts, so that the parched and barren ground is satisfied with water, and tender grass springs up? Has the rain a father? Where does dew come from? Whose mother is the ice and frost? For the water changes and turns to ice, as hard as rock. Can you hold back the stars? Can you restrain Orion or Pleiades? Can you ensure the proper sequence of the seasons, or guide the constellation of the Bear with her satellites across the heavens? Do you know the laws of the universe and how the heavens influence the earth? Can you shout to the clouds and make it rain? Can you make lightning appear and cause it to strike as you direct it? Who gives intuition and instinct? Who is wise enough to number all the clouds? Who can tilt the water jars of heaven when everything is dust and clods? Can you stalk prey like a lioness to satisfy the young lions' appetites as they lie in their dens or lie in wait in the jungle? Who provides for the ravens when their young cry out to God as they try to struggle up from their nest in hunger? Been reading from the Living Old Testament, a paraphrase. We have read Job chapters 35 through 38. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with the Living Book broadcast.